pretty unusual. I mean, you didn't. Everyone's back.
Yes.
I mean, you added a few guys. Yes. But, I mean, it's you know, it wasn't like this team rushed for 3,000 yards last year.
Right. That's correct.
Everybody's back.
You know? And it is. It is probably a little bit unique in that spot. And we haven't had that single 2,000-yard rusher. I've been blessed to be on two different teams that's had a 2,000-yard rusher. I know what that looks like. We haven't had that, but in our role and what we do, our guy, we like to be all-around good backs. We have to be able to run, block, and catch because that's the role that we play in this offense. Eli in the passing game has done a lot, but we got to make sure we take pressure off of them and be consistent. And then one plays off the other, and that's how you really have a good balanced offense.
Adrian was the good, obviously one of the 2,000-yard rushes. Who else?
Chris Johnson. Yes, that's Chris Johnson in Tennessee. Yes. And then Eddie George had some good carries too. Those are the three guys I kind of compare my guys to all the time.
When you look back at it, though, in the way, you know, the distribution was so spread out.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, one guy would get it on the first series, the next guy said, yeah, after three series, three guys would have the ball. Looking back, was there a rhythm issue there? You know.
I think there always is. I've learned is if you can have a couple of guys that are playing a lot, and then maybe a spare guy, I think that's the best way to go. When we started this season, we actually had Rashad and Andre carrying the main core of carries. And then, of course, Shane, who's so good at his role, he was getting a lot of reps. And we just, for whatever reason, just weren't really getting a lot of production. And then runners, like with a lot of positions, you want to be, obviously, you want to be productive. Okay, you want to be trustworthy and consistent. So I put you in there, I know what you're going to do, and you got to be available. And for some of the guys I've talked about that have had those great seasons, they've been able to carry the load and come back the next week. And so we've kind of gone with those three guys. We weren't quite getting the rhythm that we wanted for whatever reason. I had to do a better job. It doesn't matter, but we didn't. So we pushed and got Orleans under the field, I think about game 7, and he did a good job. He stepped in and really played well, and when a guy plays well, I've told my room, if a guy plays well, he's going to play, and he played well, so we kind of allowed him to do some stuff, but that kind of made it like a foursome, and that's just hard. So those guys have said it, and I said it too, and I just think that we're going to see if we can just find the rhythm, hopefully with a pair and maybe a third guy. And obviously, if it was like we finished the year, like Rashad finished, that would take care of a lot of problems. Because I thought at the end of the year, he was probably playing as well as any back in football.